Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Last night, America attacked Iran's nuclear sites. President Trump moving forward with the strikes without congressional authorization.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu with high praise for the actions.
President Trump, I thank you. The people of Israel thank you. The forces of civilization thank you.
Iran is threatening to retaliate.
In accordance with the UN Charter and its provisions allowing a legitimate response in self-defense, Iran reserves all options to defend its security interests and people.
The Iranian foreign minister adding,
the world must not forget that it was the United States which, in the midst of a process to forge a diplomatic outcome, betrayed diplomacy.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Shalia Pittman. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating a manure spill from Brugen Dairy Farm in Monroe County. The spill killed hundreds of fish and contaminated healthy waters frequented by fishers. For more, here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
State officials are investigating a manure spill in Monroe County that polluted at least 8 miles of waterways in southwest Wisconsin, killing hundreds of fish and contaminating Spring Valley Creek, Moore Creek, and the Kickapoo River. A massive rain event triggered the runoff from Brugen Dairy Farm, a 600-head dairy operation near Norwalk. Ben Uvas with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the farm took measures to protect the soil, but the combination of intense rain and recent manure application caused it to spill into nearby water.
Very localized and a very high intensity rainfall event hit that field, and that was what moved manure off the field down into concentrated flow channels, grass waterways, and eventually off the field into Spring Valley Creek.
The spill was reported through an anonymous tip line to the Wisconsin DNR last month. Hundreds of fish were killed, including prized trout habitats. Farmers apply manure to their fields as fertilizer, but overapplication can cause risks for drinking water and local wildlife. The dairy operation treated about 130 acres of farmland with nearly 1,200 gallons of manure per acre, which is within the DNR's acceptable standards. There have been at least 9 documented manure spills in Wisconsin this year. A 2022 investigation found that more than 1,500 miles of waterways and 33 lakes in Wisconsin are impaired due to manure and commercial fertilizer pollution. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. This story was produced with original reporting from Nina Elkadi for Sentient.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shalia Pittman.
Another setback for Garrett Mitchell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell injured his shoulder sliding into base Friday night in Nashville. That's the same shoulder he had surgery on. Garrett Mitchell will now have to undergo more testing. The Brewers wrapping up their series in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Pirates. The Brewers winning a shutout yesterday, 9-0 in Minnesota. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's all predicated on a lot of things falling into place. We don't have any special sauce. We understand how we have to play, and when we do it, we're pretty good.
Girls high school soccer, the Muskegon Warriors beat Madison West 3-0 in a shutout in overtime to win the WIAA Division I state title for the fourth year in a row. In Division II, Brookfield Central defeated Pewaukee 2-1. And in Division III, Catholic Memorial over Edgewood 4-2 to win their 12th state championship in program history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect. Sunshine, highs of the low to mid-90s today, but the heat index up around 100 to 105. Gusty south to southwest winds to 30 miles per hour. Mostly clear, mid and upper 70s tonight. Showers and storms near 90 Monday. It's 78 at our studios.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Kelda Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Well, looky here. First Sunday of summer. Don't tell me you haven't waited. Good morning, everybody. Music of the stars. This is Harry Simeone. Yeah, the guy that gave us the Ravel's Bolero of Christmas Carol's Little Drummer Boy. But it was written by Eric Coates. Now, if you're thinking of summer, and we are, you think about that drive-in music, huh, when you go to the movies. Something about that music. What did you call it? You called it drive-in music. I'm Lou Regani, your host on the Music of the Star. Thank you. Coates and Summer Afternoon.
Summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower store. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all you'd let me buy you. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossoms on the tree. I was as proud as any man could be, as if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer.
Let's count the months. You know what? It's all over soon. Oh, now I'm all depressed. Music of the Stars, Doris Day.
Seagull cries on rain-swept beaches. Tear-washed eyes and pain love teaches. Remind me. Summer has gone. Empty lovers' lanes are lonely. Bittersweet refrains will only remind me. Summer has gone. Summer's a dance. And sing time to lovely songs of springtime. But autumn comes to steal all the joys away. Crocus buds are closed with frost now. Summertime has loved and lost now. The sweet dreams faded and gray. Though autumn's flaming colors may blind you, tears will fill your eyes to remind you love has flown and summer has gone away. Summer has gone. Summer has gone.
I just thought I'd catch your attention. Dinah Shore. So hush,
little baby.
On a 45, 1946, May 6th, was the name in summer. I told you that, well, I reminded you, that the Dalmatians movie now, 1955, it's an anniversary. Do the math. And here is the guy who never made it to the movies, Bob Grabeau. And the music of the stars. Happy summer, everybody.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bellamy. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely Bellamy. So take the from falling like a star when you make that dizzy climb. For this is the night, and the heavens are right on this lovely bed and not there.
Thank you. Ward Swingle. Four gals, four guys, the Ward Swingle singers. Steve Lawrence. The Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network.
I call her Claire de Lune. She walks by moonlight, my Claire de Lune. And when the moon's bright, I'll see her on some sandy beach. Or on a hilltop, smiling just out of my reach. I reach for Claire de Lune, as one obsessed might look for the moon, as one possessed might see something others don't see. I see her face and I hear a strange melody. Ooh. How strange and sweet is the haunting thing. Just as I approach my Claire de Lune, she fades and vanishes just like the moon, and I am left with but the lonely
last. We have lyrics, Jerry Lieber, Mike Stoller, and Steve Lawrence. The Music
of the
Star.
Come bella c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two on an evening in Roma. Do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew on an evening in Roma. Though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one and that is one too few on an evening in Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Come bella c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Sotterchelle di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Happy summer, music of the stars. Here's an Oscar winner from 1969. Ray Conniff. The picture of the sterile cuckoo, remember? Liza Minnelli. Remember who the other actor was? Try to think.
Thank you. Pictures presents an Alan J. Pakula production, The Sterile Cuckoo, starring Liza Minnelli, Wendell Burton, and Tim McIntyre.
Saturday
laugh more than half of the day. Just I and my friend. Dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. And then we'll move on. But we Saturday's gone. We will remember long after Saturday.
Francis Albert with Nelson Riddle, 1966. That was Wendell Burton. Oh, you've looked it up since, haven't you? The music of the star.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. To the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs the summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Now her gentle madness comes.
see her in the games. Games that crazy summer plays, wearing funny names. She rules on high with giggles, with out of tune guffaws, tipping over reasoning, likes to break the laws. Every loyal subject kneels, worshipping the now. Yeah, what's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever. Just a myth. Old love you is eternal. Look at who you're with. So sing a song of gee whiz. What a guy he was. Had it all together, man. Did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star. Interstellar summertime. Please don't go that far.
Hi everyone, I'm Mike Mixon from KeyboardAmerica.com, and this video is learning how to play chords like a pro easily. Now I'm going to give you some exercises in this video to get better at playing chords. There's a couple little things to talk about. First of all, you're used to doing everything with all your fingers, so we have to retrain your brain so that you can move fingers individually. And that's harder than it looks, just because for years you've been moving all your fingers. And of course, you notice that I'm playing a lot of sevenths, because it's actually easier to learn the seventh chord. You're using all four fingers instead of three fingers on a chord.
Tommy Dorsey, Music of the Star. Thank you.
Boogie.
Of the stars. Pine Top Smith wrote that. Norma Jean Baker.
Ow! We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Temperatures rising, it isn't surprising, she certainly can. She's starting a heat wave, I'll let her see the wave. In such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Pablo. Chico. Miguelito.
Oh, can.
Things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this. A global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way. But the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay. There for Monday, global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, and I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine.
Northeast and the deep south. Small danger of
what?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be
tropical heat wave. Temperatures rising, it isn't surprising. He said we can. I started this heat wave. Bye.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can.
Can.
Gee.
Look at the stars. Weather really coming along. Now news. Some big stories. Stay tuned.
Yes, girls.
Okay, here's the scoop. If you're first time here, it's the Civic Media Radio Network.
And
we're on the air till high noon central.
What to do on a night like this? Eat it sweet.
All over the world.
Yes.
CivicMedia.us. I'm your host.
So we got rum bum bum bum. Yeah, we're rum bum bum bum.
All right, all together now.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
We love a rum bum bum.
See people rocking. Hear people chanting. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaking at the Pentagon just moments ago after the U.S. launched strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities.
The order we received from our commander-in-chief was focused, it was powerful, and it was clear. We devastated the Iranian nuclear program.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane on the precision of the strikes.
As the strike package approached Fordo and Natanz, the U.S. protection package employed high-speed suppression weapons to ensure safe passage of the strike package, with fighter assets employing preemptive suppressing fires against any potential Iranian surface-to-air threats.
President Trump addressed the nation from the White House last night.
The strikes were a spectacular military success.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.